State officials are working to fix a problem involving the physics of electricity, the surge in solar development, and a local transmission grid that is seriously strained. In the Northeast Kingdom, the electric grid is out of balance. Several big local wind and hydro projects, plus power imports from Canada, mean the wires carry too much power that the much more power than the region can use. The imbalance has led to a two-year moratorium on new renewable projects in the kingdom, and as VPR's John Dillon reports, the state now wants to break the impasse with a plan to impose a local surcharge on new solar projects.
Aegis Renewables, based in Waitsfield, has developed more than 30 solar projects around the state. Back in 2017, Aegis CEO Niels Bain thought he had a perfect site for a new 500-kilowatt array. He wanted to put the panels in an old gravel pit in Eden, out of anybody's view, and in a place where the land couldn't be used for much else.
It's exactly those types of projects that the state is looking for, you know, from a minimal impact to the environment and to visual aesthetics as well.
But then, bad news.
The project was approved by the utilities, and at the 11th hour, that was withdrawn.
The Aegis development is one of several renewable energy projects halted by both regulators and utilities because of the kingdom's grid constraints. Ed McNamara is planning director for the Department of Public Service, the agency that represents the public in utility issues. He says the local grid has about 450 megawatts of generation trying to use its wires, compared to about 35 megawatts of local demand. That means the kingdom produces or imports about half of the state's 930-megawatt peak demand, yet consumes about 4%.
That's the only place in Vermont where you actually see this becoming a problem.
McNamara says this imbalance causes three big problems. First, there's the moratorium on new renewable projects. Second, when the grid is overloaded, the grid operator, called ISO New England, pays less to generators with projects in the area, like Green Mountain Power or Vermont Electric Co-op. And third, when the grid is really overloaded, ISO tells those utilities to cut their output from local projects.
Economic harm comes from having a large number of renewable resources all trying to produce at the same time. So to the extent that those resources are receiving less money through the ISO New England markets, it means there's less value to ratepayers.
So what's the solution? Grid upgrades could cost $200 million, which every Vermont ratepayer would have to pay for. Or some new industry could miraculously relocate to the Northeast Kingdom and need a whole lot more electricity. McNamara has proposed one way to address the cost impacts, although he'd be the first to say it's not perfect.
We're not saying that we've got the solution worked out. We're trying to come up with a way of resolving what's been essentially a two-year roadblock.
McNamara has suggested a per-kilowatt-hour surcharge on net-metered solar projects in the region. Think of it as an impact fee for solar developers. A developer of a 500-kilowatt project, like the one stalled in Eden, would have to pay $37,300 up front. The money would be turned over to the utilities, and they would get it back to customers to offset the cost customers incur from the grid constraints.
Because a net metering resource will have an economic harm, we want to mitigate that economic harm. And the easiest way of doing that is to simply have a mitigation fund, so to speak.
Solar developer Niels Bain, who wanted to build that project in Eden, says the idea is acceptable, if only to get things moving.
It's the least worst option, quite honestly.
Bain says the utilities like GMP are themselves to blame for not making more grid improvements when they added the large wind projects to the grid. Olivia Campbell Anderson is executive director of Renewable Vermont, which represents the solar industry.
Much of the challenges in constraints can be addressed by strategic electrification, appropriate upgrades to great-grandpa's grid that was really, you know, designed in a long time ago for a system that no longer works.
The solar industry says utilities should pay for new grid upgrades, although utilities would raise rates on customers if that happened. And energy planner McNamara acknowledges that his surcharge proposal does not actually address grid improvements. Craig Keeney at the Vermont Electric Cooperative says the state's plan could potentially make things worse. He says as developers pay the fee and build more projects, that could lead to more strains on the grid.
Developers pay the grid adjuster and pay for the impact. They'll get built and there'll be even more generation. It doesn't solve any physics issues.
The state says it wants much more feedback on its solar surcharge plan before anything goes into effect. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.